Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin', edible electric pie. Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, for today, I'd like to do something a little different. I've been receiving a lot of mail, and I'd like to respond to a listener, a dedicated edible honesty listener, and her name is Sienna, and Sienna's in Santa Barbara, California. So without further ado, pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Ooh, ooh. And now to read Sienna's letter. Dear Andrew the Giant, hey, hey, I love your podcast. I'm a giant fan. And about a month ago, I officially became an edible electricist. And it's all because of you. I was a vegan, but after listening to your podcast, especially the ones about edible electricity, I realized I could do better. Like most vegans, I was mostly eating a lot of lifeless produce and highly processed food, even when I believed I was not. I looked horrible, and I was fatigued all the time. I truly believe becoming vegan would change all of that for me. But it never did. In fact, I truly felt better when I was eating meat. But now I understand why. I was eating low to no energy food. And after going electric, I truly feel electric. And I'm starting to regain my college shape. I'm down 2 dress sizes. And I feel sexual again. So go me. I'm happier and filled with energy. I describe being an edible electricist to my vegan friends as vegan gone right or the Supergirl diet, because everything I eat is electrified and just picked. I understand everything you say about consuming edible electricity, and your edible light theory instantly changed everything for me. I'm beginning to eat the light, and it is purple. You are my guru. However, would you please explain one more time how we are technology no different than a cellular phone? Thank you so much. And edible honesty should be syndicated on the Food Network. Love you, Sienna. Well, Sienna in Santa Barbara, first of all, let me say thank you so much for your kind words. And I never, ever perceived any kind of sexual charge coming from the food. So what I love is that you have actually opened up something for me. I always saw it as just pure electrical energy, but for you, it wasn't just electrical, it became sexual as well. And I think that is special. That's the type of food that I want to be eating every single meal. And I love the part, especially the part where you say that you are now an edible electricist. And If there's anything I can do to make your transition over to becoming an edible electricist more electrifying, you let me know. Because all along the Eastern Shore, put your circuits in the sea. That is what the world is for, making electricity. And now, Sienna, to answer your question, ever since humans invented computers, we have dreamed of plugging them into us, or plugging us into them. And why not? Because if we could sync our electrical synapses with man-made electronics, well, we could ditch our human bodies and we could become super cyborgs living forever simply by uploading our essential humanness to the cloud. And why not? We are always looking for a way for the Uber computer technology, and it's known universally as humanity, to survive, because we were meticulously crafted and created by a couple of once-in-a-lifetime geniuses somewhere deep in the universe, probably somewhere in the suburbs, inside some plain old garage, where they revolutionized an almost abandoned technology called humanity, which at the time wasn't very advanced at all. That is, until they added some game-changing upgrades here and a few life-altering upgrades there, precisely like when Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak created technology and altered the way we live forever when they created Apple computers in some plain old suburban garage at 2066 Christ Drive in Los Altos, California. So, holy universal plain old suburban garage Batman. Meanwhile, remarkably, while we slumber, 20 watts of electrical energy courses through our bodies at all times, which means we are all 20-watt light bulbs, and that's just while we sleep. Now, once the body short circuits, or even worse, just runs out of electrical energy, well, that's the moment that we die, and no differently than a cellular phone. So either this man is dead, or my watch has stopped. We acquire our electrical energy through the food that we consume, exactly like a cellular phone. And trust me, the nourishment that we need, the nourishment that we require, is not found in lifeless supermarket produce or in the latest advent of vegan hamburgers or even soup in a can, because those foods, they only short circuit our internal electric circuitry. And big time, I'm on my way. I'm making it big time. Now, when a computer short circuits, it means something inside isn't connected properly to the power supply. Meaning, Houston, we've got a problem here. And it needs to go to the doctor right now, post haste. And they're not even sure if they can save the patient. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a computer repair technician. then that is precisely what happens to us. When we consume food with little to zero edible electricity inside, we simply short circuit. But here's the good news. We have lots of names for when something inside our human power supply has been compromised and short circuits. And we call them names like obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, arthritis, cancer, gout, etc. But really, it's just the human body short circuiting, because all we do is interrupt our electrical supply. And the only cure for it is more cowbell, because it all comes down to intake, outtake. Either we put edible electricity, and a lot of it, down our internal landscape to power up and remain highly charged and alive, or we continue to consume the very foods that have been plaguing and short-circuiting us for far too long. One, edible electrical sensation. Every little bite she takes. One, edible electric combination. Every meal that she makes. One, edible lightning bolt, and suddenly, no other food will do. Marvin Hamlisch, the Edible Electric Remix. Ooh, ooh. Therefore, for mankind, it is so edibly obvious, the only meaningful source of nourishment on this planet, heck, in the universe, is edible electricity. Yeah, baby. And the more, the better. Just tell your local bartender to keep it coming, because anyone can last 21 days without a drop of food. And anyone can survive 3 days without any water. However, there's not a person alive that can survive 5 minutes without electrical energy coursing through their body. So let's finally reevaluate the edible playing field correctly and put edible electricity at the tippy top, because we are stardust. We are golden. We are billion-year-old carbon, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden. Ooh, ooh. We are technology, as we are composed of energy and matter. How do I know? Someone, somewhere out there in the universe, and in their mom's garage no less, created us. And like all organic technology, we need to consume electrical energy. In this case, in the form of edible electricity. And we need to consume as much edible electricity as we possibly can. Not hot dogs, not steak sandwiches. And the more edible electricity that we consume, the better. Because humans are technology. And not only that, we are electric technology. You don't think so? Well, how about a little proof? Every second, a bundle of cells in the upper chamber of the human heart produces an electrical pulse. And that electrical pulse keeps the human heart beating. That is, until one day, when that electrical pulse just stops, at which point, guess what? We die. See where this is going, kids? Because if not, then sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you. Ooh, ooh. Meanwhile, to acquire your own supply of edible electricity, simply locate a local farmer. And just ask, your local farmer, or even better, your local edible electrician for a box of just picked edible electricity and tell them to keep it coming? Yeah, baby. And play it once again, Sam, for old time's sake. You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Ooh, ooh.
Captain's log, edible afterthoughts. Humans are Uber computers that were designed in someone's garage. We are next level technology. Yeah, baby. And the difference between human failure and human success is just a few millivolts of electrical energy, because that is the nourishment that we require. And in reality, as human beings, we rue our limitations in millivolts. Just ask Tyson Gay, the world's fastest Olympic non-medalist. Even better, ask Sienna from Santa Barbara, because Sienna is living proof that consuming a few extra millivolts of just picked edible electricity, let alone a few hundred extra volts of just picked edible electricity, will change the way you live, look, and feel. And thanks to Sienna from Santa Barbara, there's a big bonus. It reawakens sexual energy and like a phoenix. So that's it. That's a wrap on Sienna's edible electric letter. And thank you so much, Sienna, for writing. And I am so happy for you. I'm so happy that becoming electric has changed the way that you are, and for the better. And stay tuned for next episode, because it's going to be great. And we're going back into the mailbag again. And I can't wait to read to you what some of our listeners have been writing.
Ooh, ooh.
My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, to all my young, edible fans out there between the ages of 18 and 21 that have been writing me, emailing me over at info@ediblehonesty.com. Do not stop. I am here for you, and I am so happy that you are starting to all become electric. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer on this planet, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California, because Goyo has been lighting up California. One person after another, he is the first farmer to farm edible electricity. He's a master edible electrician. And you want to get whatever the team at JR Organics is growing, because it's electric.
Ooh, ooh.
And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you so much. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. And no, I am not signed yet by any media out yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, even Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal, and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.